Good day, everybody, and thank you once again for joining me today on the Diary of a Conversationist. Yeah, so today we are continuing our series on emotional intelligence, and this would be the fourth episode of the series. So at the very beginning, I talked about what emotional intelligence is, where I explained that it is basically your ability to identify, assess, and manage your emotions and that of others. Then on the second episode, I talked about one of the major components of emotional intelligence. Remember in the very first episode, I'm saying remember that if you have been following this the series, but if you haven't, you could possibly just go back and start following it and just know where we started out from. But on the very first episode, I had explained that emotional intelligence has like five main parts to it, which is self-awareness, self-regulation, self-motivation, social awareness, and social skills. So far, we've talked about self-awareness, and we've also talked about self-regulation. So today, I'm talking about self-motivation, right? And so, when we say self-motivation, what comes to mind? What do you think it is? So basically, self-motivation speaks of, you know, the ability to do what needs to be done, like what drives you to do what needs to be done. So basically puts, it's like the ability to do what needs to be done without influence from others or a situation. You know, a person that is self-motivated can be said to have strength to complete a task even when it's challenging, without giving up or needing others to encourage them, right? This is just like the basal definition of what self-motivation is. And so with regards to emotional intelligence, self-motivation has like four facets. That's the first one is achievement drive, the other one is commitment, the other one is intuitive, and the other last, just the last one of it, of the fourth one, is optimism. So when you say the drive for achievement, remember what I talked about, it's what drives the person to get things done, to go for the outcome, regardless of whether they get external validations or, you know, are encouraged to do what they need to be done. For them, the motto for people that are self-motivated is, if it has to be done, it needs to be done. They flourish whether they have validations or not. I need to do this thing, and they do it. So a person with self motivation is achievement driven. So when we say achievement driven, what do we mean? The person is result oriented. You know, they have like a high sense of drive to meet objectives and standards. So these are like people that are, in the right sense of word, they know what they want, and they go all out to get what they want, right? They're very decisive people. And another interesting thing about this achievement drive is a person with the self-motivation thing, they set challenging goals and they take calculated risk. You know, it's one thing to actually set goals, it's another thing to actually do whatever it takes to get it done. So a person that has like self-motivation, they are driven, you know, they set goals that are challenging and they know how to take calculated risk. They learn how to improve their performance, because for you to actually get results that you seek, trust me, sometimes you might need to use several approaches to actually get the desired result. You know, so you know, yesterday when we talked about self-regulation, there was a part where we talked about flexibility. You know, so it applies here. Like, a person that's self-motivated knows how to change their approach to get results. They learn how to improve their performance. They pursue information to reduce uncertainty and find better ways to do things. So, because with information, it's quite easier for you to make good decisions. With relevant information, it's quite easier for you to make good decisions. So first, another very good aspect of self-motivation is commitment. You know, we talked about a person that is self-driven, you know, as motivated, right? They drive themselves to take action. They drive themselves to work. Right, so you having consistently, remember we're also talking in the definition that they don't wait for anybody to like spoon feed them, for anybody to cheer them up or anything. They know what they want and they go for it. That means they are committed. That means they are diligent. So with regards to self-motivation, there's a level of commitment to it, you know, readily making personal group sacrifice to meet a larger organizational goal. You know, they find the sense of purpose in a larger mission. And a person with this sense of commitment actively seeks out opportunity to fulfill the group's mission. You know? Yeah, so another thing about self-motivation is intuitiveness. Intuitiveness. That means individuals with this competence are ready to seize opportunity. You know, they are decisive, very decisive. A self-motivated person is very decisive. They just know this has to be done. Okay, what are the relevant facts and information that will help me take a decision in regards to this matter? And they just take it. They don't prolong it. They are not indecisive because they know that every single minute, every single hour counts. You know, because they're self-driven. They have a lot of, you know, remember we talked about, you know, achievement-driven. So they have set a lot of goals and they know it will require time. So time is always of the essence. And so they pursue goals that are beyond what is required or expected of them. You know, they mobilize others through unusual and enterprising effort. Then lastly, for the self-motivation, individuals that are self-motivated, they are optimistic. Like, you know when someone would say, like, someone is an incurable optimist. An optimist is someone that believes in, you know, in positive outcomes, right? Regardless of whatever happens, they try to see the good. I think that people that are optimists in the world, they operate with a slogan that says, life is happening through me and for me, and which is, all things are working together for my good. So incurable optimists, that's like their slogan, that's like their mantra, that's like their motto. Life is happening for me, through me, and all things are working together for my good. So optimism, individual with this competence persists in seeking goals despite obstacles and setbacks. That means, remember we also talked about that they are committed. So regardless, they go for it. You know, remember we also talked about that they're intuitive. Like, they look for better ways to do things. You know, previously we talked about self-regulation. Like, you can see how intertwined this whole thing are. You know, so they look for better approach and how to do things. Like, okay, this pursuit I want to get, this isn't working. Okay, what can we do next? They are just, okay, how can we get better at it and all that. An optimist, it operates from a hope of success rather than the fear of failure. And they see setback as due to manageable circumstance rather than a personal flaw. You don't take it personal. So basically today, I have shared with you that what self-motivation is. And I told you that it's basically, you know, your ability to get things done. What drives you to get things done regardless of whether you get external validation or support to do it. You are just going for it, you know what you want, and you're going straight for it. And I also talked about the main four components of self-motivation, which is achievement drive, commitment, intuitive, and optimism. So for a person that is self-motivated, they're optimistic. I told you about the part of being an incurable optimist. Like, an incurable optimist to me is someone that has the ideology that life is happening for me, through me, and that all things ultimately work together for my good. That's like the ideology of an incurable optimist. They just have a way of seeing the good in all circumstances, in all events that life presents to them. And a person that is self-motivated, and they are intuitive, like, They push through, they cut through the red tapes and bend the rules when necessary to get the work done. They are flexible, they push through. They are also committed, like, if it needs to be done, it has to be done. And they are achievement driven. They set big, massive goals and they go hard after it. All right. And so that's a wrap for today. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about self-awareness. We're talking about social awareness, which is the fourth component of emotional intelligence. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for listening and joining me today. And tomorrow we'll continue on this series of emotional intelligence. I hope you also join me back tomorrow. Thank you so much and do have a lovely day.